We continue with our daily learning of personal growth and character development. We are in the Orchos Tzadikim Shar Ha'ahava, the Gate of Love. And we discuss that the Midah, the attribute which is described as Yosem Mikol Hamidos, greater and has a more of effect than any of the other Midos, is the Midah of Ava. And the reason is because this is the Midah that describes the relationship we have with the Kodesh Baruch Hu, Yavtas Hashem Elokechem. So then when it's used for good, then it's used for an extraordinary amount of good. But if Chas V'Shalom, part of our learning today is what happens if Eis Shiosim Ha'adam Ahavosu L'ra, when a person, Lo'aleinu Rachman Al-Islam, decides to use his love for not the right reason, the altruistic reason, but is rather using it for ra, for evil. Ein mida ra'a b'chol amidos kamoha. There is no trait among all others that can compare to it in its evil. What that means is, since love knows no bounds, since a person has a heart thump when you feel that love to do anything, and nothing's going to stop you. So if that love is harnessed for the sake of evil, the results, of course, we could imagine would be and are tragic. B'chol amidos kamaya, from all of the other ones that it could be compared to. V'yata shma eicha ahava mikakela samasim bebeis shiagbe avosai al chachma. So we see there's a difference between love and kind of undescribed or unscripted or non-script ahava and chachma. And so therefore what we understand is, so we see shma, we are told here, just how love ruins one's deeds, one's mass and one's actions when it gets the upper hand over wisdom. So even though you have that love, and even though it's a tremendous maila and mida, so nonetheless it needs to have chachma, it needs to have wisdom associated with it. Ki yesh kama mine ahavos zo mishuna mizo, which means there are many different types of love. We're going to discuss over the next number of days what are the different types of love. Now, these love differences are one and another very distinct from each other. So we see that there are many different types of love. It's mishuna mizo, it's different from the other. There are many different types of love. It's interesting to note that love manifests itself and is a driving force in the seven areas of life that we're going to learn in the Orchos Tzadikim that we're going to enumerate over the next number of days. And so therefore, when a person takes an accounting of his daily activities and looks for ways to improve and raise their one's spiritual level, so this midah must be carefully examined and scrutinized. Why? Because it's so important to bear in mind that when we claim to love someone or something, within that love, there's also a dimension of love for oneself. So therefore, you could say, I love you, person, spouse, friend, child, or thing. But when the reality is what you're saying is, I love myself. And so therefore, if you're not serving my needs, so then I love you less. I love me. What I really want to say is I love me. So we're going to have to explore and dissect that. So therefore, an expression of love towards others is motivated by a love for ourselves. That's what the Chavis Alvavos and Sharavad, so Elokim, explains. And so therefore, we have to make that distinction. So over the next number of days, again, Yesh kama mine ahavos, ahavos zo mishun mizo, that there are different types of love. We're going to enumerate and discuss what those forms of and different descriptions of love in their uniquenesses from each other, in fact, are. We'll continue with this in Mitzvah Hashem. Tomorrow, wish everybody happy, holy, and a very special rest of your day.